Be here.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And Ken, you've done a lot in your career. Do you mind briefly explaining your career journey for us?
Well, it started here in Santa Cruz at UCSC. I got here in the early years, not quite the pioneer class, but soon after, when UCSC was brand new. And I went to First Stevenson College my first year at UCSC in 1967. And then 68, I transferred to Merrill College. Graduated into a interesting world where my wife and I, we got married on campus, met her at Santa Cruz, Kathy Francis Doctor, and we went about our work after graduation and did war on poverty work until Richard Nixon ended the war on poverty. And then I kind of fell into, quite by accident, a career in journalism, which is now continuing for more than 45 years. The career journey basically was finding journalism by accident, University of Oregon Graduate School. When we moved to Oregon after we spent a year in doing that war on poverty work in New Hampshire. Great training at University of Oregon. And back then, this is in the 70s, I founded an alternative weekly in Eugene, Oregon. Moved on from that after 7.5 years to a monthly magazine, and then to a company that was very well known at the time and is much forgotten by now, Knight Ridder Inc. Knight Ridder Newspapers was the second largest newspaper company in the country for 20 years or so. And I had the privilege of working in Boulder when, and Boulder is a very Santa Cruz-like town. Eugene is in a lot of ways too. You can see the kind of lineage there in my career. So I spent a couple of years in Boulder, and then I went to St. Paul, Minnesota, and was managing editor of a newspaper there that was a major competitor in that market to the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. And after spending about a decade there, came back to California in '97 to work on the digital side of the business. Knight Ridder at that point was starting its digital operation called Knight Ridder New Media. I got to be vice president of news, vice president of strategy, and got to be a participant and an observer of early digital stuff, early digital news stuff, and did that for about 7, 8 years, and then went out on my own and have been doing for 15 years since then, work, but in a field that I coined newsonomics. So newsonomics is a book I wrote in 2010. I've written a column for the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard with the same name, basically describing the greatly changing business of news, not just in the US, but worldwide, and with great concern about what we're losing as citizens and readers. So I've done that for 15 years or so, and then big circle rounded, I think. I started working on an idea for a strong local news site that could replace flagging daily newspapers like the Sentinel in Santa Cruz. And the flagging papers are a problem all over the country. We call them news deserts, where citizens have very little information about what's going on. And so my model I worked on and worked on with associates and friends for a couple of years, did fundraising. And in fall of last year, just before Thanksgiving, right into the teeth of COVID, we launched Lookout Santa Cruz. And so we are more than 6 months old. It's been a highly successful launch, and we are looking forward to the real renormalization of society at this point.